Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of all the third-round picks you have.
My philosophy, though, is just like in baseball. Give me the proven talent over a prospect all day long. I'm tired of seeing Shanahan and this regime. Hell, I'm tired of seeing the 49ers try to say, it all sounds good. Every year we do the same thing. It sounds great. Roman Wilson, all Michigan, all it sounds great. Keon Coleman, I love Keon Coleman from Florida State. Love him. Get him in the second round? Oh, my gosh. He is great.
He's looking at like the 41st overall player.
We would hope. We would hope, but you never know. You never know.
Vontae, it's time for you to do the legal.
And that would be awesome to have him. But I'm taking proven talent every day of the week. I can't wait on prospects when I'm in the Super Bowl. Like, what are you going to tell Fred Warner? Hey, we're going to reset the quarter wide receivers. We may struggle a little bit here. The NFC got better.
Yeah, but I would tell
NFC got better. We're getting the 49ers by trading Brandon Ayuk, no matter what that rookie does this year. Unless he pops like Justin Jefferson, you're not going to be better on the
Justin
outside.
Justin Jefferson's a comment. You know?
And what is it to say about Brandon Ayuk being Brock Purdy's most trusted target? You want to trade away his most trusted target, the guy he goes to when it's time for winning?
And Bonte, it's not my preference, but there's also a financial component. And I would say to Fred, well, Fred, you restructured your deal, and you got $28 million in dead cap next year. So we have to get cheaper somewhere. And you're asking about having proven players. I agree with you.
No, I would wait until next year and get cheaper by moving off of Debo. That's how I would do it.
Okay.
Like, I got to keep both these guys together.
But next year might not have the wide receiver depth that they have this year.
You could still draft a wide receiver. Why not still draft a wide receiver
right now? Because I'm looking at it this way.
So why create another hole? My thing is, you can still draft a wide receiver. You still go get Keon Coleman. Let him learn from Ayuk and Debo for a season and give him extra reps because Juwan Jennings is your third wide receiver right now. Who's your fourth? And you don't look, I can see your face right now.
Trent Taylor. But Chris Conley came up with big catches in the Super Bowl. Chris Conley.
What do you have, one catch in the Super Bowl?
I'm just saying,
a big catch, but it was
He was
catch.
Really good in the playoffs, too. He had a big-time catch in the Green
catches,
Bay games.
All right?
Those were huge, you know?
Are you ready to elevate his role?
No, but...
That's what I'm saying. You don't have a lot of depth at wide receiver.
I look at it this way.
Don't have speed at wide receiver. You need more speed.
Of course you need speed. That's why you need to get younger.
Ayuk is probably the quickest guy or the speediest guy on this team at the wide receiver position.
Vontae, you can't keep everyone. And you're saying, like, I like to have proven players. Well, that's why you're in kind of salary cap mess right now. You went out and got Hargrave. You traded and paid Trent Williams, which everyone agrees with. You went out and you traded for Christian McCaffrey. Like, they've done a good job utilizing their money and their draft capital to go get established players. Now is the time to reset. I view this very similar to the 1988, draft when Bill Walsh loaded up and it set them up for the next couple of years. If you're going to pay the quarterback an exorbitant amount of money, which they're going to do that, they have to get cheaper, and they need to load up with a lot of inexpensive talent. Kansas City just gave you the template. They got cheaper everywhere. Now they've got an outlier Hall of Fame, one of the greatest players ever.
And they draft so much better.
Well,
they draft so much better.
The Niners have done a pretty good job drafting.
They've done a good job drafting. That's why when I draft Brandon Ayuk and I develop him, and he ends up having the second in the league in yards per catch, seventh in the league in receiving yards, and 36 in targets. I don't have Brandon Ayuk. I don't have a passing game. That's how I feel about this team. Like, it's only, you can dump it off to Debo so many times. You can dump it off to McCaffrey so many times. You're not utilizing George Kittle in big games. When you face a tough pass rush, George Kittle ends up blocking anyway on passing downs. He's not running routes. So now I'm going to rely, I like Juwan Jennings, but I like Juwan Jennings in this role. You ask him to elevate and be a number two wide receiver on a Super Bowl type of team? We're talking Super Bowls here. Don't get it twisted. We can reset things, but the Niners are still thinking big.
I don't think it's reset. I think you just have to reshuffle your finances to continue to go forward. And the way I view it, it's not a one for one. Do not do what you did with Javon Kinlaw and DeForest Buckner. To me, it's about, I want a plethora of picks because I want to be able to shore up the offensive line. I need to get, obviously, another tight end in here. I need multiple wide receivers. Like, they have a lot of needs right now, and I just don't think...
So, top five needs for the Niners, top of your head, because I would think...
I think wide receiver is one of the top five needs, I believe.
Corner...
Corner, I feel like they're going to run it back one more year with the corners they have.
I think
center and right tackle are very important.
Center, right tackle.
Guard might be in there.
I even need some D-tackles. Go figure. I need D-tackles. And by the way, I'm with you on D-tackle. I may need to do it on the linebacker.
See, I don't know where Dre Greenlaw's at. Like, that's a great question, too.
That's why I
may
need a linebacker.
You're not going to be able to answer all of those questions with the amount of draft capital they have now.
They have 10 draft picks.
Yeah, they're going to move
around.
They can
get you a wide receiver. They can get you some picks. They can get you some players here. I still may need a backup running back because Elijah Mitchell has a hard time staying healthy.
I like Jordan Mason.
Jordan Mason's cool. He's all right. We all like Jordan Mason. But how much do we like him? Do we like him getting 5 carries a game? Or do we like him getting 15 carries a game?
Can we agree here? The A.J. Brown trade... If they're going to do it when it comes to Brandon Ayuk, the timing of the A.J. Brown trade, that feels like what's going to happen with the Niners. It'll be right up to draft day, during the draft at most. If we can get past that point, I feel like he's staying on the Niners for next year.
See, oh, by the way, you are listening. Thanks for the reminder, Dennis, about the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in AC1 San Francisco. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log out to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we've added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line as well. And maybe they could get IU to play on this 5th year deal as a first round pick, and then that new money kicks in 2026. Nobody's even talking about that. The new money could kick in not this season, but next season. And when that new money kicks in alongside Brock Purdy, you could then maybe move off of George Kittle and Deebo Samuel while loading up this year on that wide receiver that everybody wants to take, or that tight end that maybe somebody wants to take.
I just think the best value in the NFL right now in terms of positional skill talent is tight end. If you look at bang for buck, like what a Kelce or what a Kittle gets, they're basically a wide receiver who can also help you in the run game, depending on who it is. And you just look at what their average salaries are around the league. It's half, and this is the top end of the crop, half of what a wide receiver makes. Yeah. And I feel like tight end is great value, so I wouldn't move off the tight end right now. Wide receiver, it feels to be a little bloated financially. It just does, to me, to my eyes. Like,
yeah,
I love Tyreek, and I love Devontae, and I love all those guys. A.J. Brown, I don't think it's great business for the Philadelphia Eagles to have a $50 million quarterback and two wide receivers making $65 million.
But they're going to be in the conversation for a championship. Because now all of a sudden you got Saquon Barkley. You still got a good offensive line.
Yeah, but what's that D look like?
That defense. We'll see what the defense looks like. You got a new defensive coordinator. You got new defensive personnel. I think the Eagles are going to be really, really
good on paper. And then, given Saquon as much, they are a litmus test for having extremely heavy financials invested in offense alone.
And look at what they did. They moved off Javon Hargrave. They draft Jalen Carter from Georgia. Fletcher Cox retires. Well, you still got Jordan Davis from Georgia. Two big stud D tackles right in the middle of that. I think they'll get those guys in the draft. They did to get those guys in the draft, but they moved off them. They traded it for A.J. Brown in a year where they realized that we need outside weapons. We lose to Tampa Bay in a wild card game. And then the same philosophy with Devontae Smith. They had a choice, just like the Niners have a choice with Brandon Ayuk. Devontae Smith, do we want to pay him? He said, you know what? We got the best duels at wide receiver. One of the best duels. Let's keep these guys together. Let's make sure my quarterback has as many weapons as possible.
Yeah.
And they added Saquon Barkley. Nobody was thinking about Philadelphia added a running back. They added Saquon knowing that Saquon is going to be able to play the easiest football of his career because there's going to be no, you go 8 in the box on Philadelphia, well, I got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and you're getting burnt. Look. And we're scoring touchdowns left and right. And we're going to be seeing Fly Eagles fly all night long.
I just don't subscribe to
my third-year quarterback, who's 24 years old. I want to take away a weapon to bring in a project. That wide receiver, hopefully he comes in, a rookie wide receiver comes in. But remember, Ayuk is a rookie. He didn't come along. He really didn't play.
On the other side, I want to talk about the Shanahan effect, because that, to me, is the big differentiator between Nick Sirianni's Eagles and Kyle Shanahan's 49ers.
What's coming up on the game brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite. We'll get into that. We got more on the Warriors. We got more on the Giants. We got everything, man. It's a roulette table this morning, Monday morning. Also, the NBA playoffs. Our Warriors fans watching the NBA playoffs. I'm feeling them. I'm enjoying them so far. Big games tonight as well. More coming up on the Rust.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
What up, Lou Dog? I miss you already, Looney. I miss my Warriors, man. I really do. I miss my Warriors. Download the free Odyssey app and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. You catch every single Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Wow, Jeff Garcia made a return to 95.7 with Willard and Dibs. Wow. Wow. Now, I know organized what's happening chaos here. It is organized chaos. I gotta pull up this email, Shasky, because maybe you can come to this event.
Well, what is it?
The Dwight Clark Legacy Series.
Oh, nice.
And the 2024 Dwight Clark Award recipient is Dre Greenlaw.
Oh, wow.
And Willard and Dibs, I know, are going to do a show from this event. I know I was invited to it, and it's going to be... Gosh, where is it at? Where is it at? There's going to be a lot here. George Kittle's won the award. Eric Armstead, Fred Warner.
You got to Google it.
It's going to be a who's who here. Oh, it's May 16th. May 16th, 2024. Why is it all the way at the bottom? We got to do better with this release. Okay. All the way at the bottom should be at the top. Let us know when it is. But you got to read all the way down in the story. Greenlaw will be presented the award at the Dwight Clark Legacy Series, and it'll be held May 16th, 2024 at the California Theater in San Jose. May 16th, San Jose. Event begins at 7 p.m.
What day is that? A Thursday?
May 16th. I don't know off the rip if it's Thursday, Saturday,
Wednesdays
Sunday.
Are tough for me.
Is that a Wednesday?
No, I'm just saying 16th, Thursday. Doable.
It's doable. That's a long night. Yeah, that's... It's going to be some heavy hitters in the crowd, though. Heavy hitters in the crowd.
Yeah, the king
crowd.
In this court?
Nah, I don't know who that is. I'm not a king, man. I'm just a guy who's trying to get paid. Trying to live a good life. You know, I'm just well-rounded. I'm not working on my third house.
You in the house.
You did it to yourself, man. You did it to yourself. You did it to yourself. See? You shoot at me, I shoot back.
So he played a Trent Baalke drop. I don't know if you caught this last week. Trent Baalke passed gas.
Oh, I sent it to you guys.
In a press conference.
Yeah, I sent it to you guys.
So, here it is.
Got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
What did Baalke eat? I can't believe Baalke's still around.
He hit the excuse me. That's when you know it was him. 100%.
Excuse me, gone through.
Love that. And don't be afraid to cut a fart when you have to cut a fart.
Didn't Tom Sula also fart at one point in a press conference?
Fartgate.
I mean, come on.
A little running and a little passing.
How many farts you bust in that chair, man, on a daily basis?
Probably none, because I'm very self-conscious about that.
You let the SBDs go. No doubt about it.
What's an SBD?
Silent but deadly.
Oh, silent but deadly. Wow, I haven't heard that in 25 years.
So every now and then, sometimes I look at Sonny and it's like, boy, have fun in that chair today. It's going to be nice and warm. Don't need to turn up the heat.
Hi, I'm Bonte Hill. Excuse me.
You got a haircut pretty recently.
Evan asked me, did something to it. But I lightweight farted.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, there's a drop for everything.
Somebody gave Spadoni some propers. Oh. Somebody at my brother's party. They said, hey, man, Spadoni. He be on it with the drops. He get everything.
He does.
I said, man, look at that. That's knowledge of the show right there. That's good knowledge. Yeah. They love Spadoni.
So.
And we love Spadoni too, especially when the Lakers lose, because we know we're not going to hear from him all day.
Yeah, that is true. you were talking about the Eagles, and I find them to be an interesting case study because they are paying their quarterback a ton of money. They are paying A.J. Brown and Devontae. They are paying a running back free agent money. They look really sexy on paper. There's no doubt about it. They've lost some expensive players due to retirement. They traded away Hassan Reddick. They decided not to, to pay him. So they've moved around some of their finances. And they're a very well-run team. I think everyone would agree. Even though they had a down year last year.
Howie Roseman's exceptional.
They swing big.
Yeah,
swing
big.
And I respect them. The one thing that I look at when it comes to their personnel, and it's the number one question for them, like, can Sirianni get the most out of that talent?
Well, they advanced to a Super Bowl. that took a step back last year.
No Shane Steichen.
No Shane Steichen. We'll see how he reloads. Who did he hire? He hired Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is an OC. Who's his DC? He hired somebody. He hired a big boy at DC as
Vic Fangio left the Miami Dolphins and went there.
Did he go to Philly? There you go. Their coaching already has gotten better. And you know what? Give credit to Sirianni for recognizing who he is.
Well, that was another way he's going to keep his job.
He was like, look, I need help. I know I need to keep this job, which is crazy to think that they would have fired him after three. He's been to the playoffs, and every year he's coached. Right, well, nobody expected him to go to the playoffs in 2021.
Year, yes.
Nobody expected that. Yeah. Then it exploded, go to the Super Bowl, and I get it. You start 10-1, and Niners expose you, you take a step back. But that just shows how, you know, when it comes to the word patience and irrational, as much as I don't like Sirianni, I think it would have been a little irrational to fire him after going
Belichick
to the playoffs for three straight years.
Belichick was available. So, yeah. I mean, I get
if they wanted Belichick, they would have got Belichick.
I agree with that. But my point is, the bigger point is that I just don't think Sirianni is some X's and O's genius. Just in general, I don't. So I think the Kellen Moore hire is extremely important. I do think Kyle Shanahan is an X's and O's genius. And that's the differentiator for me when I'm looking at...
Genius?
X's and O's, yes. Now, we can quibble about, you know, roster politics and stubbornness and situational play calling, things like that.
Andy Reid's a genius. Shanahan's very good.
Okay, all right.
And I'm not giving you the genius title till you win a ring.
All right, genius might be strong.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but
that's fine.
I'm nitpicking here on the word, but when you say genius, I think, wow.
Relative to his peers, he's on a short list. I mean, you're looking at McVay, him. Andy Reid's clearly the cream of the top. Okay, fine. But, like, I look at him as someone who I'm paying him probably close to $20 million a year. Because I think he can figure out how to reload on offense. I'm not paying him for the defense, right? Like, even though I know the defense is his baby, and I'm looking at offense. He found George Kittle. He found Deebo Samuel. He found Brandon Ayuk. None of those guys were top of the charts guys heading into a draft. None of them. Now, Brandon Ayuk was the highest of all those draft picks, and he's done a great job with
him. But Deebo exploded during the draft process.
Sure.
During the draft process after the Senior Bowl, Deebo Samuel was a hot commodity. A lot of people were talking about Deebo Samuel. I remember doing a lot of shows with the voice of the 49ers. Yeah, a little second round. There's nothing. Hey, if you're a top 60 pick in the NFL, that's pretty damn good.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty damn good. But he had the injury concerns, too. He missed a lot of time in South Carolina.
And he was a senior as opposed to a junior. Right. There's a lot of reasons.
I mean, he missed one entire season with, I think, an Achilles injury the other year. He's had a lot of wear and tear.
So where I'm going at with this is that I believe in Kyle Shanahan to find the next guy. I just do. And I believe in Brock Purdy to kind of figure it out and make it work. It would be devastating for a young quarterback who's only in his third year to lose his number one target. But
it just seems crazy. Seems crazy.
But Pabonte, you have to play out the money.
I hear the money.
They're up against it.
I know. I hear you on the money. You get so caught up in the money. You get caught up in the money so much. You don't have to pay Purdy until next season. You can move off of Deebo next season. You can maybe move our Hargrave next season. Why are we so quick to punt on Ayuk, bring in the project, and then try to win a Super Bowl this season without Brandon Ayuk, who's one of the 10 best wide receivers in all of football. And he proved to everybody out here that he can be a number one wide receiver.
Because you don't want to lose a guy for nothing. So, like, Deebo Samuel is a guy, like, because of their situation in your hypothetical, then you're losing him for nothing. Like, right now you lost Arik Armstead with a ton of dead cap for nothing. Like, for just
nothing.
So,
let me ask you this.
It's not a great financial
move. But nobody cares about Armstead.
I'm saying, like, I can get something back for Ayuk.
So, Stephon Diggs, what did he go for? With Buffalo, fourth round pick?
Initially, Buffalo traded a first rounder for him.
Initially.
But then they traded, like a fifth round pick, yes.
For him.
But you had to pay him a lot of money, he only had 1 year left.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And he's on his third contract. Ayuk's going up on his second.
I think we really sleep on Ayuk and how special he is. And I think trading him, I understand what you're trying to say, Shasky, with the finances. Trust me, I'm into the cap. I got Spelltrack as a bookmark. I love the salary cap and the finances and everything like that. But damn it, I am against giving up premium players. I'm keeping all my premium players. I will find a way to keep Ayuk and try to move off somewhere else and get cheap somewhere else. I have a hard time, man. I have a hard time trading a guy like Brandon Ayuk. The guy's a special route runner. The guy makes catches, boom, first game of the season, 8 catches, 8 targets. You're like, okay, this guy's ready to roll. And he has been the most consistent wide receiver. the most consistent wide receiver the 49ers have had since when? T.O.? Bolden?
Probably Bolden.
Bolden?
Bolden had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
For those 2 years, but yeah. With these two back-to-back seasons, to me, is even more impressive considering the way they run their offense.
Avante, I want to keep the guy. It's just, I'm telling you, they've got money coming down the books here, coming down the pipe. They're going to have to figure their stuff out. And the way I'm viewing it is this is the year to load up in the draft to get cheaper around Brock Purdy so that you are ready once he hits his big payday. You've got some infrastructure in place and some draft capital. I kept watching that Super Bowl back, and the Niners were extremely top-heavy. They needed to reload via the draft, and this is the time to do it.
But they have 10 picks. They have 10 picks. You could still reload while giving Ayuk's money,
yeah,
right?
But I'm viewing it this way. Like, I want to be able to have all those second-rounders and all those third-rounders. To me, you can control the middle of the draft, and you can get a lot of starters out of that. You can get outside linebackers. You can get some secondary players. They clearly need multiple offensive linemen. They're going to need playmakers at some point. They still, like, to your point, they need a D tackle. I keep glossing over that. They probably need another outside linebacker, D end, however you determine that position. Again, Ayuk brings a lot to the table. I want Brandon Ayuk. It just feels like one of these guys is going to be the odd man out. In an ideal world, it would be Debo. But because of the money attached to Debo, right. I feel like they're going to lean Ayuk.
But if you wait till next year, Debo's dead cap number is a lot lower than it is this year.
Yeah.
It
is.
Cuts in, it's slashed by $27 million. The dead cap this year is $42.7 million. It's $15 million next year. Kittle is getting older. It's $15 million next year, dead cap hit. And so, I don't want to ruin Brock Purdy. I need to surround him with as many weapons as possible. Brock Purdy, that is. Taking away a weapon this third year, his number one guy, I don't know. Let's go up to Vacaville. Let's go talk to Javier in Vacaville. Javier, good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Shafsky and Mr. Hill. First thing, I mentioned 4 years ago, almost to the date, about the Kinlaw prediction, and you were kind of on that last week.
Wait, time out, Javier. I was right about Kinlaw, and you were wrong.
You're speaking false narrative. I said I predicted the pick. I didn't say about I liked one. I predicted the pick. You have it, and I have the audio recording, so you can laugh and smirk.
Oh, I'm laughing, dog.
You can laugh because you don't sound like you have any sense of what you're talking about right now. The Niners went up $31.4 million from the salary cap from 2023 to 2024. They had $38 million in dead cap, from cap that transfer from 2023 to 2024. The Niners at the projection was going to be $250 million for the cap, which would only have the 49ers at over the cap. But it actually went up $5 million than it was originally projected. So the Niners were actually what? They're under the cap. The 11 draft picks, now 10 draft picks they have, are going to cost, ironically, twice what Niners were over the cap at 3.3 at 6.6. So this whole, the Niners are going to be over the cap. You don't even know. You have to do the homework first, dog. The Niners have
Brandon Ayuk. Flush this idiot. I'm so sick of Javier. God. Banish him to Alcatraz. He's never allowed to call back again. Ever. God.
That's it.
Then why did they keep Armstead? If they're in a holy matrimony of finances, why did they keep Armstead?
Javier was flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Lucky us.
Jesus.
Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it.
The guy tried to do a walk-off on Kinlaw. I mean, get out of here.
Brought to you by Flowing Water
Plumbing
and Drain. Look at man. Listen.
And then he starts spouting.
I get what he said. I wish the caller would have went a little longer. I actually don't think that was the worst of Javier. I thought he was doing. seriously. I don't think that was the worst of Javier. He was talking numbers, and, I just wanted him to get to his point. That's all. Sometimes it takes him a while to get to his point. But I felt like we were getting close to his point. Now, Lutman, if you want to take the call, because it may be Javier calling back, just ask him what his point is, and maybe you can relay that to us. Maybe you can relay what his point was, because I would love to hear his point.
I don't think Sam would want to do that. He's not going to give him his point, first of all. He's just going to be mad.
All right, whatever. 888-957-9570. Where are Niner fans at with trading Brandon Ayuk because of the money and the financials? We're going to talk to Rob Stats on Fire at 920. He's all things 49ers. We'll ask him his opinion. I'm here, man.
It's the body of work for me. It's the 3 years of calling in and just never, ever nailing a point ever.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
What are we doing?
What are we doing, man? We're talking about what to do with Brandon Ayuk. And what I want to do with Brandon Ayuk is keep him with the 49ers as long as possible.
Do you think?
I feel like we underrate him in this business.
I would agree,
especially
really
around
good.
Here.
But would you meet me here? Like it feels like to me, he's probably not going to be ready to play if he doesn't get a new deal, right?
Well, yeah, he will probably hold out.
Yeah, right. Like
would he hold in like Debo?
I don't know. That didn't.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Really do much for Debo, and I view them different. Ayuk's always been physically in peak performance. It feels like when I go to training camp, he is by far and away one of the best players on the field.
Yeah.
Like year after year after year, he dominates in the training camp. Like he's been outstanding. So I don't worry about him and his conditioning and all that stuff. But like if ever there was a year to figure out the money and get them all locked in and ready to go, it'd be now so that Brock and him could work all offseason together.
Oh, K. James. Javier says, long story short, 10 minutes into telling his story. Did I say Javier stats on fire? Did I say that? Did I say Javier stats on fire? Oh, my God. I'm rattled. Look, here's meet me here, though. Meet me here, because I hear everything you're saying. Huh. I want you to meet me a little bit sometimes, man, because it's always got to meet you in the middle. How about you meet me here? You don't have any concern. I know how many picks the Niners have. They have 10 picks. They did hit on Debo and Ayuk. But how many misses have they had? Massive misses that have put them in a spot today.
Not five.
Like, do you really trust them without Adam Peters now in Washington?
Uh-huh.
You got John Lynch in the room with Kyle Shanahan. Do you fully trust them to make the right picks if you move off of Brandon Ayuk? Do you really trust him to take the right receiver? Like, that's the other thing that we're not talking about. The draft is coming up.
Of course you can whiff.
You guys brought up Javon Kinlaw. That was a miss.
Fonte, they had the biggest whiff in the history of the 49ers. Trey Lance. Like, this regime, the biggest whiff in the history of the 49ers. And ironically, they found a way to pivot, not panic, and they found Brock Purdy. So, of course, there's a massive risk. There's a massive risk. I mean, you know, Jalen Reagor. You could draft a Jalen Reagor.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? You could draft a Jalen Reagor. And then you'll be forced to have to trade for an A.J. Brown and overpay. This is the same organization that took Solomon Thomas. Same regime that took Reuben Foster. Like, they've done this before at other positions where they've doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down. I feel like the Javon Hargrave is a double down from missing on Kinlaw.
Yep, exactly.
Which is a double down from
missing on Solomon Thomas.
Exactly.
You're missing on all these guys.
So, like, yes, there's a massive risk. So it's football. It's pro sports. Teams miss all the time.
But with this regime, when you finally get a player that pops in Brandon Ayuk, and he turns into last year, like, again, I will read the numbers again. And we all watch the games. We all watch the games.
Well,
we
watch 49ers football. He's awesome. He's a really good player.
We all watch 49ers football. So, like, I'm not into when you come to all these draft misses and you're still making up for the Solomon Thomas pick, which this regime made happen, the Reuben Foster pick, which this regime made happen, the Jerick McKinnon free agent signing to where you got to pivot and you play with Elijah and you play with all these guys. And you know what? We need a running back. Let's go trade for McCaffrey. Like, I got to keep the proven players, man. I got to keep the proven players. He's number one in targets. He's number one in receptions. He's number one in receiving yards. He's number two in the league in freaking average yards per catch. Come on, man. I can't. The more I think about this, the more I think it's just crazy. And it's been the talk of the offseason. Thank God we had the Warriors kind of distract us here. But every day I look at something, I'm saying, we really want to trade Brock Purdy's top target?
I don't think they want to. I just think that,
and why does that
make sense? They're up against it. Because they gave Debo Samuel a lot of money, and I think it kind of... They kind of screwed up some of their stuff.
You could get creative, pay Ayuk this year with the guarantees, and stagger some of the base.
When they paid Debo Samuel, I think that they believe they had their quarterback on a cost-controlled. He would have made $20 million in the fifth-year option. That would be Trey Lance. And now you got a quarterback who's going to hit significantly harder.
But then that quarterback, who pairs better with that quarterback? Long term, Ayuk or Debo?
There's not a question. It's Ayuk.
Let me keep Ayuk this year. We'll work something out, and we can get creative and move it off of Debo next year. If that's the case,
I would love for them to pay him, and I think that there is a way that, and a path for them to probably be able to pay him this year. There probably is a path, but they've got some reasoning behind it, and they also have to look at themselves and say,
have they came out and said that?
No.
John Lynch has come out and said, if you find John Lynch down Spadoni from recently, say we got to keep Ayuk. We have to keep Ayuk.
The messaging felt a lot different than the Nick Bosa thing. Like, Nick Bosa was very certain. It was very certain that they were going to keep him.
Obviously, that wasn't certain.
But even then, like, you and I had the same conversation with Bosa, and I was one of the few. I was like, you know, I might entertain just, like, seeing what I can get. I would love to have him. I want to keep him. But part of being a GM and a businessman is the phones are always open. I want to keep great players.
Yeah.
There's, like, two players in the league who I'm not answering the phone call for. It's Patrick Mahomes and it's Josh Allen. That's for me. Everybody else, I'll listen.
C.J. Stroud?
I need to see another year. And I love C.J. Stroud, but come on, I need to see another year. Like, if I'm going to do that to Brock Purdy, I'm going to do the same thing to C.J. Stroud. I got to see another year.
Well, we can't. Yeah, I'm not with trading Brock Purdy. At the end of the day, I just the financials, everything that we're talking about, everything that we're laying out.
I would love to stagger
this stuff. We could stagger this stuff. I can't get rid of Brandon Ayuk. I just can't do it. Fozzie in the draft boardroom. What's happening, man? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Bud, say, Shasky, what it do?
What up, Fozzie?
What's up, bro?
Man, we got to trust these guys, man. It's Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch. They turned around this organization. I mean, before they got to the 49ers, we were the doormat of the NFL.
It's true.
Coming in last place in the NFC West. I mean, yeah, we missed on some draft picks, but we got some good guys, too. We got Ayuk. He's a dog. Right. He's still under contract. We'll see what happens. But
Fozzie,
other than that,
Fozzie, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Fozzie. When it comes to all the financials and everything we're laying out, are you cool with trading Ayuk to get another young wide receiver in here?
I mean, personally, not really. If it comes down to it, I got faith in these guys. These are the same guys that took us to the Super Bowl in the last 5 years. NFC championships.
Yeah.
They've
earned
it. Before that, I hadn't seen that my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm a younger guy.
How old are you?
My age out there. I'm 27.
Oh, see?
Oh, nice. See, we're still... Fozzie, it makes me feel good that we're still connecting with the youngsters out there.
I mean, I'm not too young, but I remember Candlestick Park, man. We used to be over there, and then we moved over to Santa Clara, and, you know, it was empty there all those years, man. We went to Jim Chantula. We had the clown who's in Jacksonville now. I mean, we missed on a lot of draft picks, but these guys, man, they got it right. I'll trust what they do.
Yeah, I'm glad that you bring that up because, like, I'm kind of with him in the sense, like, they've kind of earned the benefit of the doubt for me that whatever they do, I just kind of got to go with it because the proof's in the pudding. Like, okay. You could cite all of the regular season record. Start off 6-10. Obviously, they acquired Jimmy. I mean, it was horrible. They took over an expansion franchise. The next year, the quarterback got hurt. They went 4-12. 13-3, 6-10. Quarterback hurt that year. 10-7, 13-4, 12-5. But those aren't the numbers I would cite. Here are the numbers I would cite. Since getting here, this is their numbers in terms of yardage ranking on offense. Started at 24, worked their way up to 13, and since then, it's been number 2 overall in the league, number 5 overall in the league, number 3 overall in the league, number 1 overall in the league, and number 8 in the league. They can move the ball no matter who the personnel is.
Well, they move the ball a hell of a lot better when Brandon Ayuk's in the lineup.
I don't argue that. I have no rebuttal to that. He's a really good player. They move the ball a hell of a lot better
when he's in the lineup. This, to me, is hustling backwards when you're moving off of Brandon Ayuk, a premium player that you developed, had him in the doghouse, you see him pop, he run blocks. some of Christian McCaffrey's best highlights year is with number 11 downfield blocking. Meanwhile, number 19, Deebo Samuel, there's conversations. Yeah, when he knows he's not getting the ball, he's running half speed. But we've got to work him out of that. Come on, man.
I love Ayuk, but if we're going blocking, I mean, like Jennings is the best blocker on the team at wide receiver.
Well, Ayuk is
But I don't pay you to block.
And Ayuk is right there, but that makes you a complete wide receiver.
I agree with that, but. You don't get $30 million a year because you block.
It's part of it, though.
No,
it's part of it.
In this offense, yes, it's baked into how you play the position.
Let's go to John Lynch, owner's meeting. Here's what he had to say about Ayuk.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me, and so we're very close. And he's like, bro, what's going on? Like, I promise you, we got nothing. Nothing's going on there. We're actively talking with Brandon, trying to figure something out, and... I always talk, we have a good history of working with the guys we want to get done to get something done, and it takes two sides, so can we do that? We'll see. There's a number of different directions, that it could go, but we appreciate the heck out of Brandon and who he is as a player, and we want him to be a part of the Niners, so we're going to work towards making that a reality.
John Lynch says that he usually makes it happen. He shares the same agency, or I believe they had the same agent, Brandon Ayuk and John Lynch. I'm not sure if they still have the same agent. But the talk, and we just now have dove into the whole Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes, because it seems like it's a lot of chatter with 49er content creators and YouTubers and
Ayuk himself. Ayuk put out on his Instagram page, which I wrote down.
Right.
The draft's in 6 days. Fireworks. And then Jaden Daniels is posting photos of Brandon Ayuk and him at ASU when the coach was Pierce.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this isn't me. Well, these are young guys, pretending like the Steelers have been basically linked to him forever.
Ago? What did Deebo do 2 years ago?
Oh, he did the same thing.
Didn't he follow the Jets?
He did a lot.
Did he do all that stuff?
And this is what the modern athletes do.
This is what they do. So I don't really pay attention to what they're doing on social media.
But
it's going to be fireworks on the draft.
Yeah, but man. I do look at Washington, the Commanders. They have Adam Peters, who has familiarity with the 49ers. They have a boatload of money. And listen to their picks, okay? And we can argue. They're going to take a quarterback.
I'm not
36, 40, 67, listen, 78, listen, 100. Listen. That's what they have.
I don't want to get it twisted here and saying that there is value in trading a Brandon Ayuk. And I get that there's other teams who may need a wide receiver and want a Brandon Ayuk. But it kind of tells you how good Brandon Ayuk is when a lot of teams are lining up to trade for him. They're like, oh, you want to trade him?
Mm.
Oh, we will take him right now. Oh, you want to trade? You really want to trade Brandon Ayuk? And you want to jumpstart the Washington Commanders? And you want to pair him with Terry McClure and Dotson? Are you kidding me?
Well, Dotson,
oh my gosh.
In one of these types of deals, I think the Niners would get back a player like a Dotson who's nowhere near as good as Ayuk, but can sub in and get you like 50 catches or something like that. Like, that's what they would try to do. I look at Kansas City as the model, like, to me, and it's different.
But they have the quarterback.
We do, too.
No,
Brock's really
they
good.
Have the quarterback. Brock ain't Mahomes. You first words out of Allegiant Stadium.
Of course he's not Mahomes. No one is
first
Mahomes.
Words out of Allegiant Stadium
no
out of your mouth
Mahomes.
To be.
No one's
that's
Mahomes.
What I'm saying. So let's stop using the Kansas City model. They're the best quarterback possibly of all time. We have Brock Purdy.
Dallas
Brock
did the same Purdy's thing. They moved off of Amari Cooper and they drafted.
And how much better have they gotten?
Well, CeeDee Lamb had one of the most historic seasons ever.
And they were
Dak
out, and they were out in the wild card round.
Well, they've
been out bouncing back. They've gotten worse
since they moved off Amari Cooper. They've won double digits every.
They've gotten worse since they've moved off Amari Cooper. They've gotten worse.
I don't know. They had a pretty good year.
They've gotten worse. They beat up on all those cupcakes, and they inflated their record. And then what happened when they played a real team? They got their asses bounced in the first round. Game was over at halftime. Halftime. Done. See ya. Come back next season and tell us about the same thing about Brock or Dak Prescott and their weapons out in Dallas. And they're done. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for getting me in. I'm listening to the conversation. I kind of want to push back a little on this, above approach for Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. And I'm going to preface my comments. I'm not saying we should fire him. I'm not saying that. So just hear me out. All I'm saying is they should not be above approach. I know we had some success. We've almost won a couple of Super Bowls. We've been to some NFC championships, and that's great. But frankly, we haven't met the standard. I think they have potential to meet the standard, but I think there's been some major flaws, especially in the draft. And I think this Thursday, there's going to be some pressure on the 49ers because, yeah, we've found some diamonds in the rough in the later rounds, but we've had some egregious mistakes drafting running backs that never played in the second and third round. And obviously, the Trey Lance have never really invested heavily in the offensive line. I know Aaron Banks is looking solid, but re-signing McKivick doesn't really give people a lot of hope and all that. So I think that, yeah, I'm not saying fire them, but they are not above approach.
They lost. Wait, one second. What do you even mean? Just, I want to make sure I understand. They lost in the Super Bowl in overtime. So what are you saying? Like, they went as far as any other team. Like, what do you mean they're not above approach? What does that mean?
I'll ask you this, and then you guys can hang up on me.
I just don't know what you mean.
No, what he's saying is, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong. What Dave is saying is, we can still question Lynch and Shanahan because they haven't won it, and they've had multiple whiffs on draft picks and bad free agent signings. Yet, yes, they still are good. They still are talented. But what Dave, I believe, if I'm not wrong, Dave, saying you could still question Lynch and Shanahan because they haven't done it all. Just like Andy Reid got questioned in Philly all those years, just like all these other coaches who don't win it, they are fair to get questioned. Hell, we questioned Bill Belichick, and he's got how many rings, for crying out loud? Go ahead, Dave. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to fire. I see a lot of potential. Shane has a great play designer. Let me ask you this, you guys can let me go. Let's just say they don't draft an offensive line early or a defensive back early. Let's say during the season, let's say Trent Williams goes down. How confident are you in the offensive line? Or let's say Tre'Davious Ward gets hurt how confident would you be in the secondary? So I feel like they are fully and invested in, like, they're top tier players, and the drop off is too significant. I think instead of drafting running backs in second and third rounds for four straight years, or tight ends that don't play, you need to draft guys like Drake Jackson was a second round pick, and you had to go sign more defensive pass rushers for depth. Like, what was the point of that draft pick? So all I'm saying is, there's some questions that I would like answers, but I'm not saying they should be fired. They just need to, they need to clean up some of these holes that have been kind of glaring since they got here.
Yeah. I hear you, Dave. I agree with Dave.
They have draft misses, right?
But I agree with Dave. They're not above criticism.
No, I know, but every team has draft misses.
Steve Kerr and Bob Myers are not. We criticize them all the time. They got rings.
No, I get it. But I think that there is this, like, oh, they're idiots. Like, they're not idiots.
No, well, nobody.
And I don't think you're saying that. But, like, in terms of draft misses, every team has draft misses. Like, last year, let's go back to the Super Bowl. Their third-round rookie intercepted Patrick Mahomes. Okay? Their third-round rookie. That's what happened in that game. All right? Like, that was their highest pick of last year's draft. And, yeah, they missed on Drake Jackson. There's no doubt about it. Like, no one's arguing. And they traded a third-rounder for Chase Young. Chase Young played really good in the Super Bowl. That was about it. They're going to get that third-round pick back because he just signed with somebody else. Their number one overall pick in 2019 had a great Super Bowl, even though he whiffed on the biggest play of the game in Nick Bosa. They gave him the highest contract in the history of the sport on defense at the time. It was a wildly successful pick. Their seventh-round Mr. Irrelevant quarterback was playing really good in the Super Bowl and has led them in back-to-back years to monumental playoff wins and has been outstanding. So, yeah, there have been a lot of misses, and I don't deny any of that. Like, every team misses. They've hit a lot, too.
Yeah, but what Dave was just saying is that they're not above criticism. They can be criticized just like the best of them. As much as you can give them credit for picks, we can criticize them for picks. Now, overall, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan done wonders to bring the Niners back to relevancy. I mean, they've done wonders. They go to two Super Bowls in 5 years. They go to all the NFC title games. They win a division and control the NFC West. But at the end of the day, we walked out of Las Vegas disappointed, thinking, how can we get better? And why weren't we better? Or why this didn't happen? Or why that didn't happen? Well, we walked out the Super Bowl thinking, damn, could have used more weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, could have used more weapons.
Well, I think that's where the draft comes in for me. And that's why, like, but I look at the team that they've exhausted.
But the draft comes in. But we're all discussing maybe moving off our best outside of Christian McCaffrey, our most explosive offensive player, and moving off of him for more draft picks.
You traded for Trey Lance, and you lost a ton of draft capital.
I hear that.
And that entire Trey draft was really bad. And then the next year was really bad as well. And the only thing you really got from it was Brock Purdy.
And then, like, I hear you on taking what young wide receivers.
Like, they need to restock.
They took a young wide receiver in Danny Gray.
And I think that was a Trey Lance-style pick, and it hasn't worked out.
Well, they took Ronnie Bell. Ronnie Bell flamed out in the last 2 months of the season.
I don't know how much they... I mean, what was he, a seventh rounder? You know? Like, that's where I would say, like, they need to go back into this one, and they need to take multiple wide receivers early in the draft. They need offensive line help. They need secondary help.
I'm fixing the offensive line first. I'm fixing the secondary. I'm fixing the D-line. Then I'll get the wide receiver. I'll get the wide receiver after that. And that's baked into I'm keeping Brandon Ayuk around for 2024. Okay. That's where I'm at.
Brandon Ayuk, then yeah, you're probably going to go offensive line with that first pick.
I would do that anyway. Without Brandon Ayuk,
I like playmakers in the first round. That's just my particular template. I'm not against it. Like, hey, if you get Quentin Nelson, you get Quentin Nelson. But I prefer playmakers in the first round.
This team is not hit on playmakers a lot. They struggle getting playmakers. They've got playmakers, but they've struggled. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anthony and Sack, real quick before the injury report. Anthony, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? My first time calling, long time listener.
Thank you, Anthony.
From you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, man, I just wanted to talk about my draft crush and then get your guys' thoughts on what's that.
Who is it? I want to hear it.
All right, K-State, man, Benson at tight end. We've been trying to find a replacement for Kittle for years. This guy is projected to go anywhere from the fourth and the sixth round. I try to be realistic with mine. We're not going to go out and get, Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
So, but Ben Sinnott, man, if you guys got time, watch highlights. I know, Chastity, you love to be watching that film. And
I'm writing it down.
Got great hands. He blocks
balls.
Tremendous. And
Anthony. Anthony. You know I love watching film too, right?
No, I don't.
He likes Mac Jones film.
Stop. No, my dad, love you too, bro. I'm just saying, like, he's got that nerd in him where he's watching that film. I didn't know that about you, my fault.
I'm the one who brought Trey Lance to the table watching film. You don't know about that, Anthony. Now, that irks me, Anthony. I love you. Please call back. I'm checking out this Benson Kerr right now. Ben Sinnott, tight end, 6'3", nearly 6'4", weighs about 250 pounds, was honorable mention, All-American, out of K-State, number 30, looks like he wears number 34. Interesting. Yeah, I felt disrespected, man, like I don't like watching film and breaking down the draft and watching all the draft picks.
The audience knows.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't now. Apparently they don't. That pisses me off.
Let's go to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
Really hurt.
Yeah, that's
brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, man. Draft season is here. It's here. Niner fans are back. Slowly but surely, crawling out from the grave.
It took 2 months.
I'm still not over the Super Bowl.
I'll never get over it.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
No, this is the biggest draft of the Shanahan era.
The first words out of Shasky's mouth, walking out of Allegiant. Saw the difference there. Mahomes and Brock, there's a difference.
There is.
Brock's just good. Mahomes is an all-time great.
Yep.
So let's stop comparing Mahomes and his weapons
to Brock. No, I'm saying
Purdy.
The template of how they build their team.
Yeah, but we can't use that template. We don't have Mahomes. We're not hard on Brock.
Exactly. Have you seen his biceps in the most recent photo? My guy looks chiseled.
Looks great.
It's not a good thing. Quarterbacks aren't supposed to be jacked. Just ask Julian Edelman. Too much time in the weight room.
Oh, boy. How about this? Alex Cobb moved to the 60-day IL.
Yeah, I knew it was progressing
too quickly. To make room for newly acquired pitcher Mitch White. This was in part because Cobb showed he experienced some mild irritation last week, according to John Shea. Bob Melvin referred to the irritation as more of a slowdown and a setback.
Mitch White was a Bellarmine boy who was drafted by the Dodgers in the second round.
Good for him.
Local kid.
Coming back home.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm rooting for you, Mitch White.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
Rooting for you. They did not rule out Cobb making his return when he's eligible to come off the IL at the end of May, but I have my doubts. The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Who's watching Phil right now? Anthony is sacked. Yeah, I don't know if you like to nerd out like that. I'm not the guy who loves all the movies. It's sports, 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 and more sports. I feel disrespected. Taking a shot at the king. You know what, Anthony and Sack, don't call us back for another 2 days.
Damn. Wait, taking a shot at who?
You know, I'm just well-rounded. What's coming up with a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, no compromises. It's a wacky Monday, my favorite day of the week.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.